Wow, I didn't know you'd be available that soon.
In this episode, I do a lot of things, including talking to Mike.
There's a lever right here.
Okay.
These are bleed nipples here.
And talking to Mike.
Because like I said, if you know what you're looking for, you can come down here and go, bang, 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 bang. Here's your problem right here.
I also catch up with one of our Patreon patrons.
Do you mind if I record me saying hello?
Of course not.
Then I won't have to erase it.
And of course, I make plenty of mistakes.
Well, it's Friday. I'm here in Atlanta. Earlier this week, I drove from St. Petersburg to Savannah to Statesboro to Savannah to Statesboro back to Atlanta. And tomorrow, God willing, I'm going to drive back to St. Pete. And then Sunday, motor about 40 miles up to Tarpon Springs, where Monday, I hope to finally haul out. What could possibly go wrong?
How Not to Sail, sponsored by our awesome Patreon patrons, including Wayne Stinnett, whose 547th book, Elusive Charity, is now available at Amazon, Latitudes and Attitudes Magazine, America's number one boating lifestyle magazine, and by Bob Bitchin. Check him out at bobbitchin.com.
Okay, then.
Okay, so Elusive Charity isn't Wayne's 547th book, but darn, he sure is productive. This episode is probably destined to be a schizophrenic sort of thing, because so much happened in the last couple of weeks, and so much is about to happen next week. Hopefully all to the positive. If this is your first time listening to How Not to Sail, I'd highly recommend you might want to go back at least to episode 28, The Punch List, which is the start of this whole little story arc. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Well, it's 11 minutes after 10, so that puts me at the marina about 6:15 tonight.
So for like the umpteenth time in the last few months, I'm headed again from Atlanta to Florida. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't mind at all visiting the Sunshine State. It's just that I've been trying to fix a couple of things for several months, and every time I go down, I've failed. It feels kind of like the movie Groundhog Day. And that's a feeling I do not relish.
Yes, hi, I was just calling about a haul out.
I've contacted a number of places about a haul out. I had one booked for Monday, January 24th, right after the boat show.
Wow, I didn't know you'd be available that soon.
In case you missed it, hauling out is where you pull up to a marina and a crane picks your boat up out of the water and puts it in a boatyard on some stilts. The reason I want to be out of the water is to work on these valves, which are directly tied to the fittings that go through the hull and allow water to come in a controlled manner, hopefully, like for the air conditioning or the engine water or the head. I don't plan to be messing with those through-hull fittings directly, but if one of them should happen to crumble while we're wrenching on the part right next to it, well, that could be bad if you're in the water. The nice lady at the marina assured me that they had 6 and 7 foot draft vessels coming in there, so my 5 foot 2 draft shouldn't be a problem. Want to hazard a guess as to what happened? That's right. The day before I was supposed to haul out, I took still another look at the chart, and it still looked too shallow. And it was too shallow. I don't know when this marina might have been able to have 6 or 7 foot draft vessels come in, but it was probably during a hurricane. So I had to cancel. After numerous attempts to find a place that would haul me out anytime soon and let me work on my own boat, I headed back down to Florida again last week, having decided to work on those valves in the water.
Hopefully the Atlanta traffic won't be too bad.
I'm starting to get a little tired of this 8-hour commute, but the traffic's not too bad this time. I've got an appointment set up with my friend Mike. That's Reefer Mike, and we gave him that nickname because of the refrigerator, not anything else. With the help of a diver in the water, Mike is going to hopefully, finally, get those valves replaced. He's also going to try to determine if we still have any stray electricity corroding things. It seems like everything is finally coming together. What could possibly go wrong?
So we got no diver?
That's right. No diver. Family emergency. I suppose that's for the best after all, because Reefer Mike has convinced me to get back to the original idea, which is that doing this in the water is a bad idea. Meanwhile, I've got some more socializing to do up in Clearwater.
So I dove under the boat. Doesn't look as bad as I was expecting. Now we're on the way to meet our esteemed patron, Captain Dougie.
Doug and his brother Jeff have brought their boat all the way around from the East Coast, so I think it's the least I could do to go meet him for dinner.
Yeah. For Doug Lance.
Hey, nice doing, to sir? Meet you, man. How good
My
is it?
My brother Jeff.
How's it going? To meet you, man.
Jeff.
And at dinner, besides the great companionship, I run into a stroke of good luck.
You know Tarpon Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Up Tarpon Springs, you can have my slot at Mar Marina.
Mar Marina.
Mar Marine. I'm scheduled to be hauled out up there, and they're a DIY yard, Mar Marine, and they are like the best deal going.
But I might take you up on that if that's so you're not going to use it or
no.
So how cool is that? Jeff offers to let me use their reserve space at the yard, which is DIY. Do it yourself. Just what I needed. Back at the boat, I take a minute to reflect on the ups and downs so far.
First full day, status. Decided we don't want to do the through holes in the water. This will be the third visit or so that I will not have the through hole thing completed. However, Doug's brother Jeff may have a lead on a place in Tarpon Springs, so that's good. Reefer Mike is coming over tomorrow to try and track down where our electrical corrosion is coming from. I dove on the hull today, and it doesn't look as bad as I was expecting, but then again, I'm no expert. Got some cool video stuff done. Not sure if that helps the boat, really, but first full day, not 100% productive. Feel like maybe we're in Groundhog Day mode.
Maybe tomorrow will be more productive.
Hey, Captain, this is... I was talking to someone that's going to haul out there shortly, and I believe they are not going to need to, and I actually needed to see if you guys had space to haul out a 37-foot Hunter sailboat. I guess the brand doesn't matter, but anyway, 37-foot sailboat to do the through holes, and I was trying to do that like as soon as possible. Thanks. We'll see.
Now it seems like we're getting somewhere. While I'm at it, maybe I should try and file a claim for those sails that got ripped when we were caught in a squall last time I went out with the Admiral. My boat neighbor Bernie says those can actually be covered.
Well, first of all, am I in the boat department?
You are.
Oh, good. Okay. So I did the online form, and then it said there was a problem, so I don't know if I've submitted a claim or not.
Now, I've got that in progress. Turns out that the sails may be covered for about 20% of their values if I need to replace them, but most of the value if they can be repaired. Fingers crossed. I feel like we're on a roll now. I even bust out a copy of that marine diesel repair book, and when Blowtorch Mike stops by, I test some of my new alleged understanding of these devices.
This top thing is a return line.
Uh-huh. Okay, it
comes these are, through. Yeah, it returns it back to this fuel filter.
And is that the second stage?
That's the secondary fuel filter, because right. Your primary is the Raycor over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I still have plenty to learn, but by the end of Cinco de Mayo, I'm feeling a lot less like I'm flailing about. Just to make sure I don't get the big head, though, the sea gods have another comeuppance for me. The next time I put on my wetsuit to dive under the boat again with my hookah rig, it seems a little difficult to get on. After I get out of the water and get ready to rinse off and take off the wetsuit, I notice I can't seem to operate very well the zipper that runs from the back of my neck down to the small of my back. The little handle thingy on the zipper just doesn't seem to want to do right. Finally, it hits me.
Bit of a problem here. It seems I put my wetsuit on inside out, and now I can't unzip it.
Fortunately, that's what friends are for.
I call Captain Pete over, and he's able to get me out of the wetsuit, but it seems I've learned still yet another lesson in how not to sail. So, have I made any progress this visit? I don't know. I've learned a little bit about my diesel engine and not to put my wetsuit on inside out. I do know that in the next few days I need to drive to Savannah and Statesboro and Savannah and Statesboro and back to Atlanta for a couple of days and then back to Florida on Saturday and first thing Sunday morning to motor up to Tarpon Springs where hopefully the boatyard's waiting for me. And where hopefully I can finally fix the through-hole problem. I feel like my odds are better this time. And I'm cautiously optimistic. Because, after all, what could possibly go wrong? Join us in a couple of weeks when maybe, just maybe, I'll have some good news to report. Thanks, as always, to our awesome Patreon patrons, to Latitudes and Attitudes, the nation's number one selling boating lifestyle magazine, and to BobBitchin.com. I gotta get up out of here and drive tomorrow, so I'll just leave you with this. Don't spend all your money at Hooters. They're not going home with you anyway. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Yeah. I can actually pass wires myself. It's just the chewing and the swallowing of them that's the challenging part. Yep, yep. Hey-o! I'm getting sharp again.